Good morning. This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is funding anti-terrorism programs in Colorado Springs and the Denver metro area. CPR's Dan Boyce.
The money comes from Homeland Security's Urban Area Security Initiative. That dates back to 2003. Money is awarded each year to U.S. cities based on what Homeland Security deems is the local terrorism threat. This year marks the first time Colorado Springs has received a grant from the program to the tune of $2.3 million. The money's meant to help the city's law enforcement agencies plan, equip, and train their staff for the, quote, needs of high-risk urban areas, according to the announcement. Denver, Aurora, and Lakewood all jointly received a $5.5 million grant from the same initiative. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Motorists on I-25 through Pueblo will find nighttime road closures this weekend. Starting tomorrow at 5, both north and southbound traffic will have detours while the bridge at exit 100A is demolished. The work's part of an ongoing construction project to update that interchange. Detours run overnight from 9 to 9 Friday and Saturday, but end early Sunday mornings with cones clearing at 5 a.m. The Denver Broncos' plans for Burnham Yard are coming into focus.
The Broncos on Wednesday submitted nearly 100 pages of preliminary plans for their new stadium and mixed-use development in Denver. It came just hours after Denver voters approved more than $100 million in investments in road projects near the site. And the plans show the Broncos were counting on that. Their preliminary layout is heavily reliant on city-funded changes to 8th and 6th Avenues. The Broncos insist the project itself will be privately funded, and there's lots more planning and community engagement to come. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
There's an open house to give your feedback on the future of that site at the La Alma Recreation Center on November 19th from 5 until 7 p.m. This is CPR News.